Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Correspondent Peter King is going to be covering the SpaceX launch, and it's been a long time coming. Peter, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Good to be on with you guys, and it is a big day. First U.S. Human spaceflight launch from Florida in almost 9 years, and it is a big, big, big day here.
And 420, by the way, we will have that coverage here with Peter King on KDK Radio. Before we came on, I told you that growing up, you associated Walter Cronkite with all the space program and the passion, and I know you have that passion, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I was a space kid who grew up in the 60s and 70s, and for me, you know, as a journalist, I mean, there is no better assignment in the history of anything.
Yeah, and how anticipated is this event in that area, in the Space Coast area of Florida?
Well, very much so, and here's the thing. In this age of social distancing, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine has said, people, please stay away from the beaches and don't crowd out to come out and watch this. We know you want to, but we want you to stay safe. People are going to do it anyway, and the beaches will be busy. The causeways, the US-1 along the Indian River at Titusville, all the usual launch sites. We expect it to be very, very busy out there.
And somebody asked me the other day, well, what happened to NASA, and how did this situation come with Elon Musk, who makes Tesla, has become this spaceman?
Well, it's not what happened to NASA. It's what happened in the evolution of space. And this all started with the second Bush administration and then continued through the Obama administration with a mandate to for NASA to basically farm out low Earth orbit operations to commercial industry. And that's where SpaceX comes in. SpaceX and Boeing building ships that would go to the International Space Station and perform other low Earth orbit operations so NASA can concentrate on deep space things like Moon and Mars. So that's the short version of a very long story. This started many years ago when they decided after the Columbia accident that it was going to be time to retire the space shuttles when the space station was completed.
So this is the evolution of a public-private partnership, I guess you could say. How many astronauts are going to be on board today?
Two astronauts, Doug Hurley, Bob Behnken. And Hurley, by the way, was the pilot on Atlantis, which was the last shuttle to visit the International Space Station, the last shuttle flight almost 9 years ago. So he's going to be retrieving an American flag that his crew left there back in 2011.
And how long will these two astronauts be on with the Russians and one other American?
That's right, and that's going to be, that's sort of open-ended. It could be 2 to 3 months, at least 6 weeks, with the idea that they're going to help out and do what they can to be really good extra crew members. And when NASA and the station people feel that they're ready to bring them home, they will do that. They will stay up there for at least 6 weeks. It could be a little bit longer.
And the space station, it's been pretty stocked full of stuff. This isn't the first or the most recent. This launch today is one of many that go back and forth to the space station, correct?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And one of many, meaning that we're talking about cargo ships going back and forth from the U.S., from Russia, from Japan. A Japanese ship launched just a few days ago. So it's always pretty busy up there.
What kind of snacks do they take, Peter?
Whatever they want.
You know, because all this stuff were innovations that we heard after the NASA and the Apollo projects, like Tang and microwave ovens and all these different innovations. We were just curious what that snack pantry looks like on the space station.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
They put in requests, and they really do pretty much get what they want,
I would imagine. And also, they're continuing to do experiments up there. But the ultimate goal, according to Elon Musk, is maybe visiting Mars, human beings?
Well, he wants to send people to Mars on one of his SpaceX ships. Of course, that is a goal for the U.S. And for NASA, eventually to get humans to Mars.
And what is the big mission of this particular flight, other than getting two Americans up in space?
Cruise to test the Crew Dragon to make sure it does everything as advertised. And if everything works according to plan, future Crew Dragons bring up space station crews and so on and so forth, and it turns into a really good commercial operation for SpaceX, and a really good thing for NASA and the Russians as they continue the space station program.
We'll look forward to SpaceX Crew Dragon launch the Falcon 9 rocket to the International Space Station. 420, listen to Peter King right here on KDK Radio 1020. Peter, I know you have a busy day. Thanks for sharing your passion and excitement. We'll look forward to this afternoon. Fingers crossed that the weather will cooperate, right?
Well, we're hoping. Right now it's a 60% chance of good weather at launch time, but showers and thunderstorms are forecast in the area. So, yeah, we have to keep our fingers crossed big time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks again.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.